Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report, and we have Kelby Smith here. Kelby, it's always good to tell stories because you tell about real people, real things, real legal precedent, and the fact is the background of the nature of our citizenship, the scam that's been going on literally for centuries, and what's happening. So let's start off with the story. I think you started off before the show giving an intro on it. I think it's really important people understand what's going on today.
Well, you know, if We're raised to trust our government. We're raised to trust the people and the systems, and yet we've never had a government-controlled system that's truly benefited the people. If you can look at everything they've ever tried to put together, and nothing's ever worked. So why we don't have accountability in these systems like the Federal Reserve and Medicare and Social Security and all these things, and they undermined the people by simple things. Social Security used to be a retirement fund. Now it's a federal benefit. And if you read the check, right on the check these days, it says federal benefit is no longer what
even
people
though,
think.
Even though you paid into it. I mean, that's kind of obscene, isn't it?
Paid into it. Yeah, and that's because it was captured, and that's because it was something that they used for whatever they wanted to use. And yeah, I remember there's times like when Donald Rumsfeld on 9/10 of 2001 stood up before the people and said, hey, by the way, we're missing $2 trillion. It's not like he said $2. He said $2 trillion. And then the 9/11 event hit, and we never went back and really looked at that. They gave full disclosure, and that's what they think allows them to continue forward doing what they're doing. And that kind of plays into what's going on in the movies and music industry today, and
right.
I kind of wanted to touch on that. I'm heading to Hollywood as we speak to go to a reading for a Christian movie, and so I'm excited because I'm going with a world-renowned actor who also directs. He's been recently directing on Chicago PD, and now he's directing this new movie. And he wants me to come sit with him and give him counsel and be his friend and hang out. But I've heard some stories that you would absolutely be horrified by as to what they do to people in Hollywood to influence them to do what they want them to do and to be the example of a, you know, what they would want them to have. Number one, other than my friend that I'm going to go visit right now, I don't know of a black actor that has not worn a dress on screen. Any major black actor has been purposely put in a position where they were in a homosexual act, including Will Smith, and you look at some of the biggest names, Denzel Washington. All these black actors are put in precarious positions to find out the willing to do certain things and elements for Hollywood.
Right.
So my friend's at a party for a signing party for a band, and there's one of his friends is in the band. And And when the four band members got there, they were touring them around, showing them everybody, getting them all hyped up. There was 100 plus people there. They walked them into an environment and said, well, we're going to go into this room and sign the record deal in just a minute. But before we do that, you have to go in this room right here. They opened up the room, and it was a bunch of naked men having homosexual acts and activities. And three out of the four band members walked in that room and forever changed their life. And, you know, you can only imagine what's that for. I mean, I can't think of any other reason other than it's for the purposes of getting them on camera, doing certain things so they can hold it over them forever and get them to do things for them forever, to make certain music or what have you.
Right.
But it flat out is the case of every major music artist and has been for, gosh, 60, 70 years. And it's, people don't think, you know, they don't look at these songs back then, which were a lot more discreet. But even today, they're very, very blatant songs. The music is very, very blatant. So it's a light and dark issue. And those things are happening every day with every major movie star, every major music industry star. If you want to succeed, you have to sign a blood covenant with these power structures that would, you know, before they will carry forward and give you a major deal. And or if you already are successful, they do certain things to undermine your success until you do compromise. And it's a sad day. It really is. Like, my friend has been acting since he was 13 years old. He's 61 right now. He's been asked to kiss men. He's been asked to wear a dress. He's been asked to do homosexual acts, and he absolutely will not do it. And for that, it slipped him a lot of the major roles he just has not gotten. And but as of in the last several years, he's gotten a lot of major roles, and he's got his name really, really out there. But he still gets the attempts to compromise his faith and his belief system. So that's very prevalent in Hollywood. And if you want, I can get detailed into what they do to bring people in, how they do it, how they coerce them, how they get their families compromised, how they get their wives compromised, and get their wives into a position of really actually being a servant to the industry versus a servant to their husband.
Wow, that's pretty obscene, isn't it?
It's very real.
But it's very Masonic. Real. I mean, this is when you go to a Masonic organization, whether it's through GOP or the Democrats, because they're both Masonic, like John Podesta, Satanic Luciferian, or the GOP has their own basically pedophilia and homosexual, you want to call frat houses, at the Beltway around Washington, D.C. People don't realize that all the high-level Masons are all involved with this. Look at Bohemian Grove. They're dressed up as women. They're basically doing transsexual things. This is all part of the way of shaming and controlling and luciferically preparing people. Because remember, on the other side, the highest level of the warrior demons under Lucifer that control mankind are what's called incubi and succubi, which are sexual warrior demons.
Mm-hmm.
So it all makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it's a sad thing. But if you're going to gain control of what everybody is viewing in this world, you have to do it in a very discreet fashion. I mean, this isn't new, but you remember he's still on the news. He's Al Roker. Channel 4 or Channel 7, Good Morning America. These guys literally go through a programming phase. They literally, just like Britney Spears had a battle within her head. She tried to break out of it. So what they do for the next 3 years, they kept her on drugs, kept a guy over her, and to keep a close watch on her. Same with, what's her name? I'll remember her name. Carrie something. I'm forgetting her name. She's probably the most famous singing star right now. Taylor, what is her name?
Taylor Swift?
No, Taylor Swift is one of them. She actually flipped. She was a good one. And she flipped about 4 or 5 years ago, and they did actually an inauguration into their structure and their system. They did some shaming with her on stage where Kanye got up and said Beyonce was better, Beyonce should have won, and did all this stuff, and Taylor was kind of humbled, and she was in her white dress. She went through this ceremony of being publicly shamed. And then at the end of that whole event, where she was accepted, now she was in a red dress and then performing an Illuminati ritual and dance thing on stage with everybody else. I was actually speaking at Katy Perry. Her name came into my head.
Right.
Katy Perry is one of the biggest Illuminati puppets, or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, yeah, Every one of her shows and Sonic is completely Luciferic, Druidic, Masonic. Every single one.
It has a message, and it has a sub-message for everybody to start wrapping their mind around.
It has what's called spirit words to speak to your soul, even beyond your consciousness, so you don't know what's happening while you're watching her show and her songs.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report, and it sounds like you're wanting to do another show too after the one we do on Tuesdays. You'll have your own individual show on, I think you said Thursday, maybe at 4 o'clock Pacific time, which is nice because you're going to be able to get your own guests. You're going to have to be able to promote a lot of other stuff we don't cover on the show. That'll be really good. What I'm trying to do is promote co-broadcasters that have their own program on my stream. Pretty nice, eh?
Nice. Worked on.
And I'm a techie. I cover all the costs for the. So it's going to keep it very, very inexpensive. Cover all the costs for the stream guys, the archiving, the auto ship directly to our Deagle network, everything. And of course, the player, you'll see the player looks like. It shows a picture of me and my wife, shows our website, and, our phone number and everything. And you'll see our little logo there, NutriMedical. And that'll be, able to, people are just going to click on that player and listen to the shows anytime they want. Pretty amazing, eh?
Right on.
Yeah. This is what I think is seriously awesome. Okay, so fill in more details. What's next?
Well, just, I want people to understand that, some of their favorite industries, stars that they watch, some of their favorite music personalities, they really have to be careful with the subliminal programming that goes behind some of these soundtracks and what they're listening to, because it is absolutely, if they're not saying it blatantly, they're saying it subliminally in the background.
Let me change the term from subliminal, because I know the psychologists use that. I'll give you a new term I've invented just now with a little inspiration from God. I'm going to call it soul programming. See, there's three kinds of communication. There's left brain, or logical, linear. There's nonlinear, scaltic, like artist, sound, music, whatever. But then there's what's called soul words. It's interesting, actually, let's say reverse speech. I've had the reverse speech on. When words cross into the realm of the spiritual realm, everything is reversed, like going through the looking glass, like Alice in Wonderland. And when they put on these archetypical programs like Katy Perry, what they're actually doing is they're trying to program and do what I call not subliminal, but soul speech to program your soul for destruction. So let's call it soul programming. They're not trying to program your soul to accept self-destructive and evil and demonic and anti-God programming. How's that?
That's about as straightforward as it gets. The reality is that's what ultimately happens is people's decisions for changing their mindset towards sin or towards walking a dark path is ever prevalent, and it's a lot of times done through these music and the culture.
Right.
You know, they start cutting, or they start, you know, living a lonely life, or they start being depressed, or they, you know, and then they get on meds, and, you know, they get into this cycle, and people don't know why, and it's they're pumping themselves full of crap is why. And they need to pump themselves full with positive information that is saving to the soul, and hence the Word of God. That's a tough subject for people to believe, but I personally think the Word of God writes to the DNA and the core concepts of your body and the well-being of your health, period. People that are not healthy spiritually are definitely not healthy physically.
Right.
And I see that over and over and over. But, you know, as it pertains to movies and movie stars, I once spent about 7 hours going through the internet finding all the movie stars flashing 666 or the all-seeing eye or doing some hand symbol as a form of a triangle or holding their hand over their eye so they're looking through their eye. And I found every single, I mean, I'm not, I couldn't have possibly searched every movie star, but I found probably 200 of the top movie stars and music industry stars all programmed thinking that they are doing something either cool or they are doing something showing that they who their God is. And it's like LeBron James. LeBron James makes himself out to be a real good guy, an entrepreneur, you know, a philanthropist, somebody that helps people. Before every game, they don't show it, but before every game, he puts his head down. He looks like he's in a prayer. He does both of his hands in the form of a triangle, in the form of 2666s, and then claps his hands together and starts playing. And so
right.
When you watch these guys, like Ariana Grande, where she couldn't hit the note on stage, she couldn't hit the note, she stopped, she put her left hand in the form of a 666, and then hit the note. They think they derive their power from that sign or that whatever, or coming into a quick and I don't even know how to word it, but that quick power of drawing Satan and his power towards your benefit. And so it's a sad day, but I didn't find any major movie star that wasn't absolutely sucked into it and brainwashed. And here's another thing to consider. A lot of them are doing self-sacrifice to get to these positions, and the reason why I know it is I started studying Eric Clapton when his kid fell out of the window.
Right.
2-year-old son fell out the window. What did he do? Did he run downstairs in a bit paranoia and go and run up to his kid and hold the kid in his arms and find out if his kid was still alive? No. He walked downstairs and he was seen walking around the scene looking like it was just done intentionally.
Right.
He did not act or respond like a father concerned about his son. And what was the next song that brought him the most fame? It was the one about his dead son. Look at all these stars that are out there, and look at how many of them have lost their mom, their brothers, their friends, close people to them. And there's no proof of this. But supposedly, this is how they get inducted, is they get that phone call.
Well, let me give you a good example of that. So I'll give you some concrete. You know 322 Skull and Bones at Yale,
yeah,
the crypt,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, George Bush and Kerry both took their oaths at the same day at the Skull and Bones. And they're half-naked,
right,
masturbating in a coffin, saying their sexual fantasies while they're swearing an oath to the goddess Nu, N-U. Which means at the end of their life, their soul is destroyed, and they give a sacrifice of their own soul to Satan to get power, sex, money, and control in this world. This is what these Hollywood stars do. That's why the word Hollywood is actually from the holly plant. Where you crush the berries, you make a proxy for blood. And the actual wand made from the holly tree is called a pindar, which is a magic wand. So Hollywood is a magic wand and a blood sacrifice, a place where it's trying to sacrifice the minds and the souls of Americans and people worldwide. Now we have the communists coming in trying to buy out Hollywood so they can actually make sure they're compliant so they don't say anything offensive to communists. Because remember, communism, developed by Karl Marx, is a Luciferic plan. That's why the first thing they did is kill much of the religious Jews who were trying to return to the old form of Judaism in Russia. The Bolsheviks were put by British intelligence for high-level Masons that killed the Tsar and Tsarina and made sure that they instituted the Russian Revolution, which was to make them not atheists. They're Luciferic Satanists. That's why all the oligarchs are Luciferic Satanists. People don't know that, do they?
Nobody does.
I do.
Nobody.
Dr. Bill.
Trading. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Let's crystallize it. The experiences I've been through, no rational human being would kind of, you know, check the boxes off with God and say, hey, I want to go to Earth and I want to do this, this, and this.
Right.
God put me through this because he made me able to have a backbone, which means I'm a tough nut. Number two, right. He resurrected me from the dead at birth in 8 and a half. I almost died 5 years ago. God literally gave me the way to get my health back. And I have used that technology to help other people to save them from terminal heart failure, okay, because I almost died 5 years ago. What people need to understand is that I've been exposed to things to know. For example, I ministered to Bill Schneblin. Bill is got a ministry right now. He was a Jew. He went to the Catholic Church to be able to learn how to transubstantiate the host and the wine. And he was a 93 Mason. I ministered him back in 1999 when I did it. A tape called A Day with Dr. Bill with the Prophecy Club. I traveled to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, and I ministered to Masons, and I can, and the highest level a human can go is 180th degree. But the highest level within Masonry, which is Luciferic with non-human beings, is the 360th degree. That's what Lucifer is. Completely turned against God. And what people don't understand is they think, well, we just have a little local universe and we're the only created being. That's idiotic. Every ancient book, including the Bible, talks about Nephilim and the ones that came down and left their own home or whatever. Every ancient religious book and every culture and every shaman on earth knows different. So what they have to understand is when we see our politicians, and by the way, this is not localized to one party or the other. Every political party of every country on earth is led by high-level secret orders, which ultimately are druidic masons that are worshipping an exoplanetary and extra-dimensional being. And those beings actually came from the star system Orion, which is why the fish hat on top of the Catholic Church, bishops and so on, and Pope, is like a fish mouth open toward the sky because it's an amphibious reptilian they worship. Same with the Naga of the people in Oceania, like Japanese and Chinese, the Dagon of Africa and the Palestinians of ancient Israel, and, of course, the Chitahuri with Dr. Mitredo Mutwa. I talked about this a few weeks ago on the Friday evening show on Granite Forum, and people say, well, Dr. Deagle,
You sound like I can ask you a question about anything, and you will tell me the answer. And guess what? I know the answers for about 11 to 15%, but as you ask me, one of my guesses, I will give you a parse of logic to find the answer, or I'll give you the immediate answer right away, and I'll shock you because there's nothing on earth. Medicine, science, geopolitics, for example, all the fires in Northern California, I have the solution to that. You know what it is?
Kill the fire starter.
No. I first off, it's the primary thing that's the best the technology to turn off fire is called a positron beam. And they use positrons when they actually use positron emission tomography to find a cancer. And they basically irradiate sugar to create what's called positronic sugar or fluorodeoxypositronic sugar. Then they give it to you. When it metabolically is active, you get a release of positrons so you can image it. Now, if you have a positron beam, you can cut off the electron transport chain. So you can have a firefighter with a gun or a positron plasma who would have a plasma tank and then convert it to a positron beam. You can turn off a fire by cutting it off like scissors. Or scan it over with, or it could have a drone that would fly over a fire and just go zzzzzzzzzzzzz, and that's it. Fire gets turned off. Because if you don't have oxygen in the electron transport chain, there's no fire. Right now we're using fire retardants and water, which is literally to douse the fire and act as electron capture. Or like it's like putting sponges on it to soak up the electrons. But if you cut off the electron chain with a positron, which makes it directly the opposite spin charge of electrons, it's gone. The second thing is you've got to use satellite-based imaging, which you can create torsion field. They can either pull apart storm cells. Right now, they're doing weather modification. A lot of our bad weather is not by chance. It's actually created by low Earth orbit beyond HARP satellite systems that are doing it. And the third, of course, is sun changes. We have a solar minimum right now. We're into a monitor minimum. And we're getting all kinds of increased cosmic rays. And we're also having impinging on the Earth's dark matter. People don't know about this stuff, but I'm a quantum biophysicist and quantum mechanic expert, too. So you can ask me a question on anything. Geopolitics, metallurgy, computing, medicine, science. You can name anything on Earth, and I will give you an answer. People say, that's not possible. And I had some idiot back in 1999 when I traveled around with the Prophecy Club who wrote, because I could do this when I traveled with the Prophecy Club, I must be the Antichrist. Some idiot did that. I'm a warthog for God. I've screwed up a lot, but God's managed to save me. When he sent me back from heaven, he said, because you love me enough to go back, I'm going to take your sorry carcass and I'll raise you up again once you fall. And what people need to understand, there's three things that signify a Christian. One, if you come against darkness, you're going to suffer in this fallen world. Two, if you actually oppose it, you're going to have a battle. And three, you're going to be an overcomer because God's going to prevent things to happen so you kind of wake up and learn how to overcome it to help yourself and others. And the system here on this earth, people don't want to accept people, somebody like me. That's why other broadcasters in this network absolutely will not have me on, even though 13 and a half years ago, they were begging to have me on. You know, Alex Jones and everybody? They're terrified of Deagle. Do you know why? Because if I provide an answer that disagrees with what they say, and it can be backed up by logic and evidence, both classified and non-classified, they freak out, don't they?
That's the whole thing. It's just like cancer. Cancer can't survive in an outside.
See, I've been giving natural and supernatural gifts, and it frightens people. Someone like me, they say, can't exist. Well, I do. I have a heartbeat, and I'm not going to be here forever, by the way, people. I'm here as a witness because this is the end of the human age, the secular age on Earth. When we're telling you about things like this, for example, October 10th, 1993, I was taken supernaturally to the city from which the Mark of the Beast will come. It's not Brussels or Moscow. It's Colorado Springs, a little town east of it called Falcon. Three higher levels of security than NORAD, and I had above top secret clearance, which at or above the level of the president. And I took care of employees up to 6 years from the Virtual World Project or the Matrix, plus many, many other classified projects. And because I have a photographic memory and knowledge in pretty well every area of science and computing, it's a little scary to the dark side. That's why 26 and a half years ago, the Pindar himself came to me to try to recruit me to be his understudy and take over his position on the Druidic Council of 13. And I told him to go to where you know what, by basically saying, I rebuke you in the name of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you have to understand, who is Deagle? My ministry doesn't even start to the first day of the sanctification of the temple, which literally this week, the Sanhedrin said they're going to set up, they get the red heifer now, who was born August of this year in Israel, which has to be probably 2 to 3 years of age, so we're talking about 2020 or 21, when probably the second term of Donald Trump, who's already said to the Jews he's going to rebuild the temple. So just like King Herod Agrippa, all of the politicians, doesn't matter if it's Lindsay, you know, whatever, or Lindsey Graham or Donald Trump or whatever, if you're not in a secret order, you're not going to advance in politics, not only in America, but in China, in America, in Japan. If you're not in a secret order, you don't advance anywhere in the corporate world or in medicine or anything, period. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
So when I was in Psi Phi Rho Sigma, I understood if I went off to school, let's say I went to Harvard or whatever to teach, or I went to UCLA, they already knew I was a Phi Rho. Phi Rho tracked me down before even the post office knew where I was. Even when 20, 30 years later, okay? Do you understand that?
Yeah, so what is the purpose for allowing Donald Trump in? He's done a lot to remove, from a legal or lawful standpoint, through executive order or cancellation or bills into Congress, he's taken the mantle away from the world order, removed the North American Agreement.
You gotta understand there's multiple kinds of war world orders. The world order was this latest statement by Macron saying he thought that Donald Trump's nationalism was a weapon, was an enemy of patriotism. Which basically his version, Macron's idea is you surrender your nation to a global elite and you don't have national borders. Now Donald Trump's version and the version of a lot of people backing him is that a super powerful America that's presently like the king of Earth, and we force our financial and our military system on the entire planet, where nation states like America and Europe, which is trying to become a super state nation, is prescient, and the other minor nations follow suit or else. So there are both different versions of a new world order. They're just different competing versions. You follow me?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it.
But yeah, and if you look at, for example, the rise of Israel, and I've changed his name because I like doing that in my dictionary over at Clay and Iron called it, Clay and Iron word salad. I call Israel, it's a real hell. Because it's run, less like Saudi Arabia, by the Special Activity Division, 17th Division, a secret intelligence agency.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Perspective and understand this, because I bring wisdom, and not just regular logical wisdom, like, hey, I'm on the left or I support Trump and he's helping the economy, but I call him Trump Pinocchio. He's not a Christian. All high-level Masons of whatever country, including Vladimir Putin and Mr. Xi in China, they all belong to secret orders. People don't get this, do they? And that's why I say this, and I think you like these little summaries. Because you've been working at this for years now, collecting all the data to prove that if you're not a kind of a state citizenship, you're actually a proxy citizenship, and your birth certificate is chattelized against the national debt, because Lucifer has turned you into a operation of the Baal. In other words, the three names of God, according to the 17th York Rite of Masonry, which is pretty well all the Western orders, by the time you reach the 17th Rite, you have to accept the fact the name of God is Yah, the creator God, Baal, the owner of all property, which is, by the way, Lucifer, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, the resurrection of the dead, on Christmas Day. That's his birthday, by the way. So when you don't understand this,
But you have to understand what religions teach you Sabbath worship, which is the first layer of the mark of the beast. The final layer of the mark of the beast is hacking into your consciousness. So they don't know just what you want to buy and sell through social media and the internet and hacking your computer. They want to know the intentions of your heart. And that's why when they have these things like Katy Perry or books or TV shows or even regular media, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox. Fox's red lines, they won't cross. Tucker Carlson, Hannity, there's lines that they brought me on their show. It would be a blood sport in spiritually, because I would tell them the truth about what's going on, just like I tell you, and people don't hear this elsewhere. You're not going to hear it from your pastor. You're not going to hear it from your priest. You're not going to hear it from your rabbi or your Mohammedan leader, your Islamic leader, you're not going to hear it. You're going to hear it from Deagle, and I'm going to tell you so that it'll ring your truth, because everybody's soul is a thing called a Urim and Thummim stone, a yes-no truth stone. And you'll hear, why does that feel true? Because it is. And that's why when you see things happening, don't assume that because Hillary Clinton's not in, we're not moving towards the New World Order. Donald Trump and this ilk around him, which are globalists like John Lightning Bolt and Nikki Haley and others, are moving us toward their version of the New World Order. It's just an American dominant version where a superpower controls everything, because the mark of the beast is not coming from Brussels or Moscow or Johannesburg, South Africa. It's coming from the beast. If you look from space, you can see actually the dragon. The head is Alaska. The body and the belly is like Texas and California. And the tail is Florida. We are the beast. In fact, the name, if you go to the actual original, symbol on the dollar, that goes back to the ceremonies of the people, the Incans and so on here in America. The name of America was called the Land of the Dragon in their native language. Do you know that?
No way.
Yeah, North America, America is called the Land of the Dragon. That's long before man even arrived here, white man. The Land of the Dragon. So people need to know when you look from space, it's like, that sure as hell looks like a dragon. Look at Alaska, the neck is like British Columbia that kind of borrowed it. But if you look at the shape of the body and everything, it's like, whoa, Diego, you got to be kidding. I said, no, I'm not. So we are both a duality of nations. We're the daughter of Babylon. That's when you leave New York Harbor and you see all these little tankers out there. You're heading out and says Babylon, New York. She's leaving Long Island. And people don't get it. Our Green Dragon pub found in our Constitution is not Christian. It's oppositional powers of the separation of powers, which is what we have right now. We have a split House and Senate. This is all by Luciferic design. It's how Lucifer designed every political system. In fact, we are the pinnacle of it. Now, we're also on the other side. We're a nation that tried to give our rights and our privileges to us from God, which you teach in your system, so that, in fact, your rights and privileges don't come from a government, because ancient Israel, when it was righteous before it fell, and America before it's falling in multiple steps, going back hundreds of years, gave all of the rights to its citizens from the Creator God, not from a constitution or from the government. It just enshrined them in writing that you were made in the image of God and your rights came from your Creator. No other nation, Canada, Britain, anywhere else, does that.
Nowhere.
Nobody else does it except for America, which means we have been given a special blessing as the Ephraimic nations. That's why I refer to America as Ephraimerica. Remember the 10 northern tribes were taken away? The Kohanim, which I am, are not Jews. They're Ephraimites, the sons of Joseph, the 10 northern tribes, taken away to Isfahan, the capital of Media in western Iran. My ancestor married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Naimas. So my family on my mother's side are direct blood descendants of Moses, the only Aaronic Kohenic priesthoods that are direct blood descendants over thousands of years, going back 2,800 years to where they were captured by the Medo-Persians. So we have to understand what's going on here, people. This isn't open to your damned opinion anymore. This is something you need to pray on and have a yes-no stone in your heart say, is this true or not? And then look clearly when you see what's going on with Donald Trump. Yeah, these crazy Democrats are doing crazy things, but look at the rhino Republicans. And remember, Donald Trump is his own version of the New World Order, where America's on top and we control everything. And we're getting more and more powerful, not less. You know, our control now, for example, since we've been fighting with China, their economy has contracted 30%. You know, Europe is teetering? That's why Macron's got a mouth on him, because he's terrified of America. And they talk about having their own army. They couldn't afford to do their own army. They have all these stupid social programs. We protected them for ages. And they say they want to be protected from America. They're full of it. Even their space-based missile defense system is tied to our American missile defense system. So Macron is a jackass, okay? He's a liar. He's another globalist that's opposed to the version that Donald Trump and his supporters have, and the banks behind him support him. That's why he's not taking down the insurance carriers who produce a national health plan that doesn't have health insurance plans, that has something like a value-added tax and a direct thing like Samaritan Ministries out of Peoria, Illinois, where we can take, as Christians, take care of each other. So people need to face a reality check, and you're not going to hear this from other broadcasters in this show, a network, or any other radio or TV show anywhere. You're going to hear it from me, Dr. Bill, because I'm not just Dr. Bill D, MD. I'm Dr. Bill D, Apostle Prophet. Now, that offends people, turn off the radio, walk away, and suffer, because I'm not going to modify my message to make you happy about me. I want you to know I care for you and I love you, but I want to restore your health because I've been given the gift to restore the years of Methuselah. I have the best nutraceuticals and technology in the world, and I'm releasing them like Red Deer Velvet and I have a genetic frequency therapy as the first steps in regenerating right down to even rebuilding limbs like our eyes, heart, and lungs, and so on. Me, I'm doing it. Not dozens out there, not hundreds out there, just Dr. Bill. And God is giving me as a sign gift to say, whatever else this knucklehead saying, because I am sometimes a knucklehead, I'm a social misfit, but I'm going to tell you the truth because I don't have restraint. But if you don't get involved with what Kelby Smith is talking about, if you don't opt out of the system that's coming, and eventually in 5 to 7 years will have ability to hack into your consciousness bidirectionally, that's the last layer of the mark of the beast. And when that happens, there's no more grace. You're now in. In other words, if you don't opt out of the system that's gradually capturing you, you have the mark of the beast on your mind and on your soul. That's what's coming here, isn't it?
It's coming. It's coming. And one of the things that people need to understand that God did as a grace move for the rest of the world, it was the 12 tribes of Israel plus the poor and prisoners and everybody around the world that came to this country over the last 400 or 500 years. And the law of America, people need to understand, is if you made it to this nation, you were an American. And you took on its culture, you took on its language, you took on it, the flag, you stood behind your nation. It wasn't about your own country anymore. You were leaving that behind and you were coming to America for a new life because the old one sucked. And so if you made it to this land, you were an American. And so here's the point. It's like you look at the Coast Guard today off the coast of Florida when you have the Cuban refugees trying to get on our land. Why is it they don't let them on the land? Because they have rights when they get onto the land. And what do? They kidnap them. They put them in an ICE camp, and they start getting them to sign forms to start the process to become a United States citizen, to become a resident alien. And those are contracts with the United States Corporation that they do to subject people to be something other than what they truly can have, which is to be an American on this land, on, by, and for the people, which is a body politic of people. It's not like a state, lowercase state. These states like Virginia, New Hampshire, right? It's a body politic of people.
Right, but you got to think of it. Think of us Americans as a constitutional state of citizens. We are, in a sense, a godly organism. The land is possibly given to us, but if we don't have our rights given by God, we have no rights of property ownership, which is what Lucifer has stolen from us, isn't it?
That's exactly it. So everybody go to hisadvocates.org, get your free membership, and go to youtube.com/hisadvocates, and I'll give you a free consultation.
We should have we should do some simulcast next week before Thanksgiving and the shows.
Times are changing.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal
orionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.